Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, there's a real mix of stories right across the broadsheets this morning, but the story across the tabloids here at home today is the latest shooting in Dublin. The Star leads this morning with gun murder horror, shot dead in own front garden. The Mirror goes with gangland murder, blasted six times in his front garden, and the Sun leads with blasted with six to chest. This is after a 22-year-old man was shot outside his home on Clonshock Avenue in Coolock in Dublin just after about 5:30 yesterday evening. He was taken to hospital but later died. All of the papers reporting this morning that the latest shooting is connected to the Coolock feud, and also the victim was known to Gardaí, according to the papers as well this morning. There's more on that story, as I mentioned, on the inside of all of the papers here at home today. But the story that you'll be hearing more about, I've no doubt, over the next 2 days is on the front of the Irish Independent this morning. The paper's group political editor Kevin Doyle writing today. The headline, All Out War in Cabinet over new penalty points regime. The paper's writing this morning that rural Fine Gael ministers are plotting to derail plans for graduated speed penalties that are going to come before Cabinet tomorrow. And the Transport Minister, he wants to introduce these new laws that will allow penalty points and fines to be applied based on how far above the speed limit a motorist is actually caught travelling. And drivers who exceed the speed limit by more than 30 kilometres in a particular zone will face a court prosecution and also a €2,000 fine. Now, this memo is going to go to Cabinet tomorrow and states the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, and the Garda Commissioner are in favour of the changes. But there is growing opposition among others in Fine Gael, which one minister predicted could actually result in all-out war at Cabinet. This is according to the front of the Irish Independent. The paper writing that ministers Michael Ring, Joe McHugh, Heather Humphreys, Michael Creed, Simon Harris and Paul Keogh were all expected to speak against the changes. And the Transport Minister has told the Irish Independent last night that he'd be very surprised if any of them were in opposition to a measure which is carefully designed to save lives, according to Shane Ross. But one Fine Gael minister on the front of the Independent saying that he just can't leave things alone. We want to hear from you this morning. What's your view? 30 kilometres per hour above the speed limit will bring a court prosecution and a €2,000 fine. Is that excessive? Is it justified? You can let us know this morning on 53106. You can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. The Irish Examiner's lead story this morning, 6,000 children in limbo as €60 million unspent. The paper's political editor Daniel McConnell writing this morning that the Children's Minister and her department are to be severely criticised for handing back almost €60 million in state funding last year when 6,000 children weren't allocated a social worker. And according to the Irish Examiner this morning, the findings are contained in the latest progress report from the Dáil Spending Watchdog. This is the Public Accounts Committee that's going to be published tomorrow. And the committee is also to conclude that it was unacceptable that such a large amount of money went unspent when there's such gaping holes existing in the provision of areas, for instance, like social services to the most vulnerable children in the state. And parts of the final report have been seen by the Irish Examiner. And there's more on that story. Editorial analysis also on the inside of the Irish Examiner to today. The Irish Times lead story this morning, more than 1 million people detained in camps in China. Colm Keane writing this morning about a leak documents detailing the treatment of people that are held, leaked classified documents that have been issued by a top Chinese official party have also shown the inmates of controversial camps must undergo ideological transformation before being released. That's according to the documents, and more on that story, also analysis from the inside of the Irish Times to today. The Irish Daily Mail's lead story this morning, fire sale of scouts dens, national centres and local HQs may be sold to pay for abuse cases. That's the front of the Daily Mail this morning. But some of the other stories that you'll be talking about as well today in the Irish Independent, it's the weather. Country braced for gale force winds and heavy rain from Atlantic storm. Gale force winds and heavy rain are set to lash the country as the remains of an Atlantic storm hit the country's shores. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be the worst day though of the unsettled weather this week. That's according to Met Eireann forecaster Vincent O'Shea. He says there's a system in the mid-Atlantic. It has some origins in an extra tropical storm there, and at this stage it looks like more more heavy rain, unfortunately, on Tuesday morning. He said that there will also be gales, especially in the southern half of the country, which will bear the brunt of both the heavy weather and the strong winds. Its exact track will determine how strong the winds are. Met Éireann will continue to monitor the situation, but overall it's going to be very changeable and unsettled this week, with temperatures for the week ahead, but they will also improve compared with the past week, which of course has been unusually cold. And there's more on that story in the inside of the Irish Independent today. But of course, with that and with the weather and with the heavy rainfall comes rats, according to the Irish Examiner this morning, because rat numbers have increased due to heavy rainfall. Rat infestations have jumped to unprecedented levels as pest controllers are reporting the highest number of call-outs in a decade. Trevor Hayden, who runs the nationwide company Complete Pest Control, in the Irish Examiner this morning, said his resources have been stretched to the limit, with rat-related jobs increasing by 150% for the same period last year. He's quoted in the paper today saying that it's gone crazy out there with rats, and the company is now 10 years old, and this has been the busiest start to the winter that he's ever spotted. And there's more on that story in the inside of the Irish Examiner today. Also, to some of the other stories that you will be hearing much more about this morning, there's an interesting story in the inside of the Irish Independent, page 25 of the paper today. Schools will plug into the green revolution with €30 million fund to install electric car points. School car parks are to start going green with grants to try and lay the groundwork for electric vehicle charging points. A €30 million fund to pay for small and medium scale building projects in schools next summer is going to put a focus on climate action by encouraging them to try and future-proof for electric vehicles. But more than 400 schools across Ireland are going to share funding under this Summer Work Scheme 2020 to carry out improvements. And three areas were prioritised for grants for next year: improvements to life safety systems, such as things like your fire alarms and emergency lighting, new surfaces, and also preparations for electric vehicle charging points. So any school being awarded funding for car parking and play areas will also be required to identify a point for an electric vehicle charging point, although the cost of installing the point is not covered. And there's more on that story, as I mentioned, on the inside of the Irish Independent today. Now, we're always talking about going green, but there's an interesting story in the inside of the Irish Times today. Air pollution rose on Dublin car-free day. Air pollution levels in some parts of Dublin city centre actually doubled on a car-free day earlier this year. That's according to a city council debriefing. And the meeting heard that a large number of buses being delivered away from College Green caused pollution levels on Lord Edward Street to double on the 22nd of September. And also pollution levels at Trinity College were 50% higher on the same day, higher on the day of the event compared to the following Sunday, which also came as a surprise. Minutes of the meeting heard, and the minutes were released under the Freedom of Information Act and suggest that Dublin City Council will not stage further car-free days at College Green. And DCC has no immediate plans to deliver more events in the area. And the council, of course, pedestrianised College Green on several Sundays over the summer period on a trial basis after An Bord Pleanála rejected plans for a traffic-free civic plaza in the locality. There's more on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Also, Black Friday. You may have heard Kieran mention it there a few moments ago. Employers be warned, because purchases peak at 10 a.m. A savvy shoppers bag a bargain from their work desk. This is the AIB data of Black Friday sales, and it reveals that almost a third of buyers shopped online last year. Almost 12%, though, of the sales were actually made before 9 a.m. But the peak time for online shopping was at 10 o'clock, when most people were in work and at their desk. And while online shopping decreased as the day went on, in-store purchases peaked between 12 o'clock in the afternoon and 4 p.m. as employees took lunch breaks or finished work for the day and went out, of course, to grab a bargain. Just on the topic of shopping, the Irish Times has an interesting story as well, carrying a warning for shoppers this morning not to buy a gift card this week. Brian Hutton writing today that Christmas present shoppers are being warned to delay buying gift cards and vouchers until legislation is passed regulating the multi-million-euro trade for the first time in this country. And the government is expected to enact the long-awaited Consumer Protection Bill this Friday. Now, it'll oblige businesses to accept vouchers for at least 5 years after purchase, because until now, as I'm sure many of you will know, some shops have put expiry dates for often even as little as maybe 3 months on popular gift choices, with an estimated €120 million being wasted every single year when vouchers expire or if they're forgotten about. And there's more on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. But a story that caught my eye is petting up. Yep, you heard me right. A lot of people are making sure that they can keep their pet after a breakup. Her.ie reporting today, according to Maguire Family Law, that one quarter of pet owners are now taking steps to make sure that they get to keep their own pet if they go through a breakup or a divorce. And as well as this, 1 in 20 people already have an actual petnup, which is of course a written agreement stating that they get to keep the pet even if the relationship ends. So you can forget about your prenuptial agreement. It's the pet nuptial you need to be focusing on. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning. Now, still to come, 20% of Irish adults have experienced some sort of financial abuse. We'll be asking, how can we protect ourselves?
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.